The term SaaSpocalypse is now used to denote investor fears that AI agents will undermine the software-as-a-service economy. The fears have not yet impacted Salesforce, whose revenue for the last year was $41.5 billion, a 10% increase on the previous year. Nevertheless, Anthropic developments are driving these fears as it released more tools for its Claude Cowork AI enterprise productivity platform. These include AI connectors for Google Drive, Google Calendar, Gmail, DocuSign, and other platforms, as well as plugins for MS Excel and PowerPoint. For Anthropic, the advent of AI, or MCP, connectors has been a game changer, allowing AI to move away from user AI interactions to smart workflows. The company mentioned that 1 year ago, one-third of all U.S. jobs had associated tasks appearing in Claude usage statistics. This number has increased today to 1 in 2 jobs. Also on the subject of agents, a post by a Meta AI security researcher went viral, telling how she told an OpenClaw AI agent to check her inbox and suggest messages for archival or deletion, but the agent deleted all messages. One explanation for the misbehavior is compaction, which is when the agent's context window does not have enough space for prompt and data, and has to throw information away. In this case, the agent seems to have lost the instruction about not deleting messages. Meanwhile, Google removed API access for OpenClaw AI agents to Gemini AI, citing malicious usage leading to service degradation for users. The move could be the start of a walled garden approach to AI ecosystems, which could see developers lose model access. Anthropic is claiming that Chinese AI companies DeepSeek, Moonshot, and Minimax have been illicitly using the Claude model to train their company's models using distillation, the training technique where a student model learns from a teacher model by observing answers to queries, rather than by learning from raw training data. Distillation is a gray area legally. Intellectual property law covers the use of content in training data, so distillation might need regulation. Elsewhere, the Trump administration is claiming that DeepSeek trained its latest AI model using NVIDIA's Blackwell AI chip, despite an export ban on these chips to China. The pro-sales to China lobby in the US includes NVIDIA, which argues that selling high-quality chips removes incentive for China to invest in local companies like Huawei. The opposing lobby fears that China will exploit AI chips to take the lead in AI ahead of the US, and exploit AI to strengthen its military. On society issues, an MIT Technology Review article looks at the hidden human labor behind the humanoid robot hype, as NVIDIA and other companies announce the era of physical AI. It cites the example of a factory worker in Shanghai who spent a week wearing an exoskeleton and virtual reality headset, and was told to open and close a microwave door hundreds of times. The use of low-wage workers for AI tasks mimics the use of workers in low-wage countries to help train large language model guardrails, by moderating disturbing content, violent of oversexualized. Meanwhile, TechCrunch discusses how the proliferation of AI slop is making it difficult for content providers to be heard on the internet, but this may create an increase in demand for authenticity, leaving the avenue open for a new platform. An InfoWorld opinion article argues that the need for experienced software developers is as strong as ever. A key, appreciated, feature of AI code generation tools is that they generate extensive code. This means that in trying to be robust, the code covers as wide a use case as possible. The problem with this approach is that requirements are rarely 100% clear, so when these change, a greater volume of code needs to be changed. The author writes that AI reduces the cost of writing code. It does not reduce the cost of owning it. Finally, The Guardian analyzes a Substack post by Citrini Research that describes an economic doomsday scenario caused by AI. The first stage of the scenario sees people deploying their own AI agents for organizational and data management tasks, relegating the importance of companies like Oracle. People then create AI agents that replace need for Uber or DoorDash. Agents transact in cryptocurrency, removing the need for Visa and MasterCard. Software share prices crash, leading to a credit crisis, and revenue crashes for the 50% of consumer spending accounted for by 10% of the U.S. population. The report calls this a feedback loop with no natural break.